to Afghanistan now, live from Kabul, the BBC's Quentin Somerville, to react to a story. At least 35 construction workers shot dead, 20 injured by Taliban insurgents in an attack in eastern Afghanistan. Quentin Somerville, first of all, what is the nature of this attack? Is it a Taliban attack? And what was the targeting?
The Taliban say they carried out this attack. Even by Afghan standards, this was a fairly bloody assault. 35 road workers who were constructing a road in a mountainous area of Paktika province in the east of the country using international development money. The Taliban came over the hills at about midnight last night, opened fire. There was a five-hour gun battle. We believe eight insurgents may have also been killed in that attack.
And the Taliban has said that some of these international projects, particularly ones sponsored by USAID, are fair game in this war in Afghanistan. Do we have any idea what the source of the funding was for this international project?
We believe it came from the local provincial reconstruction project down there. So it would have been international funds. It could well have been USAID money. What happens in these areas, though, any type of construction going on, for it to happen, bribes have to be paid to the Taliban or to other insurgents. Now, the State Department has been trying to crack down on this, particularly focusing on stopping money falling into the hands of the Haqqani network, which is an insurgent group here, which has links to the Taliban, but also links to Al-Qaeda.
So is the message then, and this is pretty interesting because of what you just said, is the message here keep the bribes going, and basically that would argue for a real engagement, a kind of negotiation with the Taliban, or is it we don't want any international development at all, get out?
No, the Taliban, and particularly the Haqqani network, operate as like gangsters in these areas. They need that funding. They rely on it and they expect it. So we may be, we're only guessing here, but we may be seeing a message coming from the Taliban or the Haqqani network saying, you have to keep paying this money. If you don't, we're going to kill your workers. And of course, it wasn't international workers that were killed here. It was Afghans, and the Taliban, time and time again, are showing that they believe Afghan civilians, anyone who's linked to the government here or to the international community, in any way, is, as you say, fair game.
We're speaking with the BBC's Quentin Somerville live from Kabul. Finally, in the headlines in the reporting of these kinds of stories out of Afghanistan, there's talk of the so-called spring offensive of the Taliban to respond to what has been now the months of the surge and the NATO offensive in the area around Kandahar. Do you see this as part of any kind of spring offensive?
No, undoubtedly. We're seeing a huge uptick in violence. There's hard fighting ahead this summer. Basically, what happens during the winter is too cold to fight. You know, the Taliban fight, when they go out, they don't have all the equipment that international and Afghan security forces have. Some of them fight in flip-flops and in sandals. So they have to retreat during the winter, but then they come back in the summer, and they're coming back with a vengeance. We're expecting this to be the bloodiest summer yet in this nearly 10-year war.
Well, certainly bloody today. 35 construction workers at least shot dead, 20 injured by Taliban insurgents in eastern Afghanistan, targeting an international development project, actually building a road to link Paktia and Khost provinces. Live from Kabul, the BBC's Quentin Somerville. Thank you, Quentin.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.